Don't you usually have lunch with your wife, Don?
She's at the doctor today, Yael. A pap something or another.
You mean you don't know what a pap smear is?
Well, yeah. Well, not exactly.
Well, let me fill in the details. Pap smears are named after New York gynecologist George Papanikolaou, who introduced the procedure. Since its introduction in the 1940s, the pap smear is believed to have decreased the number of deaths due to cervical cancer by more than 70%.
How does it do that?
The doctor brushes or lightly scrapes the woman's cervix in order to remove a sample of cells, which he or she then spreads onto one or more glass slides. The sample is sent to a lab, where an expert looks at the slide under a microscope. What the expert is looking for are abnormalities in the cells. Sometimes an abnormality can mean that the area is cancerous or will become cancerous. Most abnormalities, however, are more minor and go away on their own without causing the patient any harm.
I had no idea pap smear was so serious. Now you've got me scared.
No reason to be nervous, Don. It's possible for a pap smear to spot an abnormality that is already cancerous. But the reason it's so important for a woman to have a pap smear annually is that the pap smear is valuable in helping doctors spot minor abnormalities before they get the chance to possibly turn into cancer. If a woman's pap does come back abnormal, her doctor will probably do further testing to see more clearly what's going on, and then will decide whether she needs further monitoring or treatment.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.